Imagine this for a second. You're online. Maybe you're configuring your dream car.
Yeah.
Or perhaps booking that vacation you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
You've got everything perfect, the color, the dates.
Yeah.
And then right there, like in the checkout process, boom, an option pops up for insurance. Mm. Not a separate website, not another click away.
Yeah.
But an instant quote, personalized, that you can add with just one click.
Seamless. Simple. Done. That's pretty much the world of embedded insurance.
Exactly. And it's fundamentally reshaping everything. How we buy cars, how we book travel, even how we manage our finances.
It really is a remarkable shift. We're seeing insurance move away from being this, you know, separate chore,
right,
often a tedious one, to being integrated, almost invisible, really, as part of transactions you're already doing. It's changing industries like automotive, travel, financial services, putting convenience right at the front.
So, okay, let's unpack this. It feels like a revolution, honestly. Mm. Our mission here in this deep dive is to explore this embedded insurance thing from, well, every angle.
Yeah.
We'll look at the sheer size of the opportunity, the technology that makes it work, the challenges, which are surprisingly complex, and maybe most importantly for you listening, how smart professionals are not just, you know, adapting, but actually leading this change. And we'll follow the journey of an insurance agent, Sarah Martinez, as our guide through this.
Exactly. And this isn't just about insurance, right? This is bigger. It's about how products get sold, how your expectations as a customer for convenience are changing.
Totally.
And how businesses are finding these completely new ways to generate revenue, stuff they didn't even know was possible. So by the end of this, you should have a really solid grasp of this huge shift.
A shift that affects how you buy things, how businesses run, and even how risk gets managed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Sarah Martinez. 15 years an agent, thought she knew her market.
Great, comfortable.
Then March 2024 hits, gets a text from her biggest client, Automax dealership. Basically says, something big is happening. Our competitor's doing embedded insurance.
Ooh, that's a wake-up call.
A big one. Suddenly, customers are buying cars and insurance in one go, right on the dealership's website, never leaving. And Sarah's realization was, well, kind of painful.
Yeah.
Customers don't want a separate trip for insurance. They just want it embedded. It's a fundamental shift in expectation.
That moment for Sarah, it perfectly captures where the market's heading. And look, this isn't some small trend we're talking about.
No.
Embedded insurance is projected to just explode from about $156 billion in 2024 to a staggering $950 billion by 2030.
Wow. Almost $1 trillion.
Almost a trillion. When you see numbers like that, it's clear this isn't just a trend. It's like a fundamental rewiring of the whole insurance landscape.
Absolutely. So embedded insurance really means meeting customers exactly where they are, right when that need for protection hits them.
Precisely.
Car insurance when you buy the car, travel insurance when you book the flight, device protection when you're buying that new phone. It's about that perfect contextual moment.
And, you know, that naturally changes the agent's role completely. Agents like Michael Chen, who Sarah met later, they quickly figured out embedded isn't about replacing them.
Right. It's not a threat in that way.
No, it's about making them more valuable. The new model isn't just selling policies one by one. It's consulting fees for setting up these programs. It's commissions from the embedded channel, even overrides for managing the partnership.
So agents become advisors to businesses, helping them serve their customers better.
Exactly. Empowering them.
And the customer experience difference is just stark. Think about it. Traditional auto insurance
could take weeks.
Oh, yeah. Research, calls, forms.
Waiting.
So much waiting.
With a minute, we're talking, what, 30 seconds?
30 seconds. Instant quote, one click, digital policy right there. The effort involved is just massively different.
And this isn't just talk. There's real proof out there. Tesla, for example.
Yeah, Tesla's a huge one. Over $1 billion in embedded auto premiums. Yeah. And they're saving customers money, too, like 20, 30%.
Okay, and Amazon? Amazon makes over $725 million a year just from those protection plans they offer at checkout. Attach rates are huge, 35, 45%.
Wow.
Turkish Airlines. Integrated travel insurance during seat selection sales jumped 400%.
400%.
Just like that. And Revolut, the digital bank in Europe. Travel insurance just turns on automatically when you use your card abroad. Claims paid in 24 hours. These are major players proving it works.
So when you see these incredible results, what's the secret sauce? What really makes these embedded programs click?
It really comes down to three things Sarah figured out. One, contextual relevance. Offer it at the right moment.
Okay.
Two, seamless integration. Make it part of the flow, not an interruption. Mm-hmm. And three, minimal friction. Make it effortless for the customer. When those three align, people just buy it.
Yeah.
Because you're not really selling insurance anymore.
You're solving a problem.
Exactly. Right when they realize they have it.
And that was Sarah's big light bulb moment, wasn't it? She saw it wasn't just a product. It was a whole better business model for her agency.
Right. Helping businesses helps her build something unique with multiple revenue streams. Sets her apart.
Okay, so how does this actually happen? This seamless, almost magic experience. It's powered by tech, obviously. A kind of quiet revolution.
Right, absolutely.
Sarah mentioned this 3-second rule. She saw a demo configuring a car, and bam, 3 seconds later, a personalized insurance quote.
Yeah, that speed sets a new standard, a really high bar for what customers expect now.
And that speed comes from APIs, right? Application programming interfaces.
That's the engine. We hear about APIs all the time in tech, but in insurance with all those old legacy systems.
Wait, they're dinosaurs.
APIs are truly revolutionary. They're not just letting systems talk. They're breaking down decades of data silos, enabling real-time dynamic pricing and products. That's the core challenge they solve, connecting, say, a dealership system to an insurer's underwriting engine instantly.
And it's not just connecting, it's scaling up too. These platforms have to handle huge volumes.
Oh, absolutely. They're built using microservices. Think of them like specialized departments. One for quotes, one for underwriting, one for policy admin claims.
Okay.
Modular. Exactly. This lets them process like over $2 billion annually with 99.9% uptime, even during crazy peak times like Black Friday.
Which brings us to performance standards. These benchmarks sound pretty tough.
They are non-negotiable. Quotes under 3 seconds. Policy binding, actually issuing the policy under 5 seconds, and that 99.9% availability.
Oh.
Think about Amazon's data. Every 100 millisecond delay costs them 1% in sales. Speed isn't just nice, it's make or break.
So if you're a business wanting to do this, what's the play? Build it yourself, buy something, or partner?
Overwhelmingly, partnering is the smart move. Why? It's way faster. Implementation in like 3-6 months versus 2-3 years building it yourself.
Big difference.
Huge. And cost. Hundreds of thousands to partner versus potentially millions to build. Plus, you get tech that's already proven, already working.
And security. Compliance. That must be a nightmare to build from scratch.
Exactly. Established platforms build that stuff in from the core. We're talking serious security. SOC 2 Type 2. Encryption, like TLS 1.3, multi-factor authentication. They handle the complex regulatory stuff too, multi-state licensing reporting. That's a massive weight off the business's shoulders.
And it has to work on your phone, right? Mobile is key.
Absolutely non-negotiable. Over 60% of web traffic is mobile. If it's not flawless, intuitive, and easy on a smartphone, it just won't work. Period.
Okay, let's talk partnerships then, because this is where the money part gets really interesting.
Yeah, the revenue revelation.
For Automax, Sarah's client, 2,000 cars a year, aiming for a 45% attach rate on insurance. You said that could mean $1.26 million in annual premiums.
That's the potential. And for the dealership itself, at a 20% commission, that's an extra $252,000 a year. That's not pocket change. That's a significant new income stream.
And you mentioned MGAs accelerating this, managing general agents. How do they fit in?
Right, MGAs. Think of them as specialized brokers with extra power from the insurance carrier. They can often underwrite and handle claims to some extent.
Okay. For embedded, this is gold because it means real-time policy binding, instant coverage. Plus, they offer flexibility in tailoring the product and often better commissions for the businesses, maybe 20-25% plus bonuses. They bring that specialized expertise needed to run these programs well.
So when a business partners up,
yeah,
what do those partnerships look like? Are there different ways to do it?
Yeah, there are different models. It could be simple facilitation. The agent just connects the dots. Or co-management, where they share the work. Or even full turnkey management, where the agent basically runs the whole insurance program for the business.
What makes a business choose one over the other?
Good question. It often depends on their own setup, right? Their tech team, their expertise, how much control they want. A car dealer might want turnkey. They sell cars, not manage insurance.
Makes sense. An e-commerce giant with a big tech team. They might prefer co-management, handling the API integration themselves. Sarah looked at different platform providers like Company X, huge scale, works with Amazon, eBay. Company Y focused just on auto dealers. Company Z, a European leader coming to the U.S., each fits different needs and models.
And the numbers just look good. even being conservative.
Yeah, the projections are compelling. For these businesses, embedded insurance can become a major profit center very quickly, adding hundreds of thousands, even millions, in new high-margin revenue. It's a core opportunity.
And it can happen relatively fast, that 180-day plan for Automax.
Exactly. 6 months from concept to launch. If there's commitment and resources, it's achievable, not some endless project.
And there are ways to reduce the risk for the business partner. Guarantees and things.
The best partners offer that. Performance guarantees, like hitting a minimum attach rate, revenue protection clauses, even easy ways out of the contract if it's just not working. That builds confidence.
Okay, but nothing's ever simple, especially with insurance. There's always the regulation side. Sarah learned about the $50,000 mistake.
Yeah, a stark lesson from a compliance lawyer. Messing up multi-state licensing is dangerous and expensive. You absolutely have to get this right from the get-go.
The licensing maze sounds daunting.
It really is. You need licenses for individuals, for the business entity itself, plus non-resident licenses in every single state you operate in.
Every state.
Every state. For national operation, that 50-state challenge can mean initial costs of $50,000 to $250,000, plus ongoing fees and staying compliant everywhere. It's a barrier if you don't manage it properly.
And then consumer protection rules on top of that. Disclosures.
Right. How do you give clear, simple info about coverage, price, cancellation rights within that seamless flow? Without adding friction, it's tricky. Mm-hmm. And anti-rebating laws, insurance has to be optional, priced separately, never bundled with discounts on the main product. Got to keep it clean.
And it doesn't stop at state level, right? Yeah. Federal rules.
Yeah.
International.
Correct. You can fall under federal rules like truth in lending, privacy regs from the CFPB, FTC. Mm-hmm. And if you go global, you're looking at the EU's IDD, GDPR, layers upon layers, especially around data privacy.
So building a compliance framework is just essential.
Absolutely crucial. You need regulatory mapping, clear policies, staff training, and critically building compliance into the tech. Automated license checks, automatic disclosure generation, tech-enabled compliance.
But even with those costs, maybe $60K up front, $30K a year ongoing, it's still worth it financially.
Oh, yeah. The returns from embedded insurance still far outweigh those necessary costs. It's the cost of doing business right, and the good platforms bake that cost management in.
Okay, let's shift from the mechanics to some real standout examples. Tesla, you mentioned, they became their own insurance carrier.
They did. Using real-time driving data, their safety score, to price insurance dynamically, saving customers 20-30% and turning insurance into a genuine competitive edge, over $1 billion in premiums written. That's transformative.
And the Amazon effect, just making it part of the flow.
Exactly. Systematically offering protection plans at multiple points. Over $725 million a year from electronics plans alone. High attach rates, 35-45%. Why? One-click convenience. It's almost subconscious.
Turkish Airlines, 400% increase. How?
Perfect timing. Offering travel insurance during seat selection. Clear value, totally seamless. Hit the customer right at that moment of need.
And Revolut in Europe. Making insurance feel like banking.
Yeah. True innovation. Travel insurance activates automatically with your card abroad. Purchase protection, refund protection, all integrated. Over $50 million a year, and it feels like a natural bank service, not a separate buy.
So, looking across these different successes, what are the common threads? What should you take away?
It really boils down to a few things consistently. Perfect timing, crystal clear value, a truly seamless, frictionless experience, great service after the sale, and always, always optimizing. Get those right, and the results can be amazing.
And it's not just these huge names. Other car dealers are doing it, too.
Absolutely. Premier Auto Group hit 52% attach rates, adding $340,000 in annual revenue. These aren't just outliers. These are achievable results for businesses that commit.
Of course, some attempts must fail. What are the common traps?
Oh, sure. Things like making the experience clunky or disruptive, not being clear about the value, too much friction in the process, bad service if there's a claim, or it's not training staff properly. But the good news is these are usually fixable things. You can identify and overcome them.
Okay, back to Sarah and Automax. That 180-day implementation plan. Ambitious.
Very ambitious. 6 months, concept to launch. They prioritized it, threw resources at it. Sarah knew it wasn't just a nice to have, it felt existential for them.
And they broke it down systematically.
Yeah, into clear phases. Foundation, partnership, platform, legal, development, tech integration, training, pilot, soft launch, tweaking,
yeah.
Then the full launch. That structure helped manage the complexity.
What kind of investment are we talking?
It was significant but strategic, around $139,000 for implementation and then ongoing costs of about $93,000 a year. Sounds like a lot.
But the returns.
Exactly. The returns spoke for themselves. 6 months after launch, they hit their 1,000th embedded policy 3 months early.
Wow.
Achieved a 53% attach rate way better than expected. Generated $338,100 in partnership revenue. And get this. Embedded insurance became AutoMax's third largest profit center.
Third largest?
From nothing.
From zero. Right behind selling cars and servicing them. Think about that impact. A brand new revenue stream leapfrogging established parts of the business.
And customers liked it. Sarah had feedback.
Glowing testimonials. Young pros loved the time savings. Busy parents loved the one-stop shop. Tech-savvy seniors loved the convenience. It really hit home across the board.
And it gave them an edge competitively.
Clearly. Market differentiation, 23% of new customers actually cited embedded insurance as a reason for choosing AutoMax. Referrals went up. They got known as innovators locally. It boosted the whole brand.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing. There were bumps.
Oh, for sure. Sarah admitted there were some, you know, nail-biting moments, initial tech glitches, getting staff fully up to speed. But they tackled them head-on, proactively, which actually made the program stronger in the end, turned potential problems into lessons learned.
And that success just fueled more growth.
Naturally. Their tech partner, Company X, got, quote, times down to 1.9 seconds. They added more coverage options. AutoMax started planning expansions, new locations, other products like extended warranties, gap insurance. It became their model for growth.
And Sarah didn't just stop with cars, right? She saw this could work elsewhere.
Absolutely. She had this real estate revelation. Partnered with Premier Realty Group, they sell 800 plus homes a year.
Okay.
A pain point. Buyers panicking about homeowners insurance right before closing. Huge stress.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The solution. Embed instant homeowners quotes using MLS data. Projected income for Premier Realty, $84,000 to $168,000 a year in commission, plus happier clients.
Makes sense. And life insurance, too.
Yeah, a natural link. Partnered with Mountain View Credit Union. Embedded life insurance during the mortgage application process.
Before closing.
Before closing, simplified underwriting. Result, 35% of mortgage customers added life insurance, $2.1 million in premiums, $315,000 commission for the credit union, leveraging that existing touch point.
Health insurance seems different, more complex.
It is, but she found an angle. Worked with Benefits Plus, focusing on small businesses, 1050 employees, embedded health options right into HR and payroll platforms.
Simplifying it for the business and the employee.
Exactly. Enrollment was 60% faster, employee participation went up 25%, and HR saved 40% of their admin time. Huge win for small businesses.
And even commercial lines, like business insurance.
Yeah, that was transformative. Partnered with TechStart Lending. Embedded things like equipment insurance within the business financing application itself.
So as you're getting the loan, you get the insurance.
Right there. 55% attach rate. $1.2 million in annual premiums. And it sped up loan processing by 30%. Value creation all around.
So she went from auto to property.
Yeah.
Life, health, commercial.
Yeah.
What else?
She saw opportunities everywhere. Advanced travel insurance, cyber insurance, which is huge now, even pet insurance. She built this whole portfolio approach.
Wow.
Leveraged relationships, applied lessons learned, built deep expertise. Ended up with a diversified, resilient business doing $15.4 million in annual premium volume across all those lines. That's scaling up.
Okay, let's look ahead then, the future. Sarah gave a keynote recently talking about emerging tech.
Yeah, at a big innovation summit. She was talking about things that honestly sounded like science fiction just a few years back.
Like what, AI?
AI is massive. It's shifting insurance from just paying claims after something bad happens.
Right.
To proactive risk prevention. Imagine your smart home detecting a leak and shutting off the water automatically. Or your car's AI predicting an accident risk and coaching you in real time for a premium discount.
Wow.
AI also allows for hyper-personalization. Super precise risk profiles for individuals, policies that change dynamically based on your activities, maybe even micro duration coverage just for when you need it.
And the Internet of Things, IoT, connected devices.
That enables risk management everywhere. Wearables adjusting your health insurance based on fitness data. Apple Watch users getting 25% discounts is already happening.
Really?
Yeah. And in industry, IoT is revolutionizing commercial insurance with predictive maintenance, environmental monitoring, avoiding problems before they start.
What about blockchain?
Hmm.
Smart contracts. Sounds very techie.
It enables fully automated insurance. Think parametric insurance, a flight delay policy that pays out automatically within hours based on flight data. No claim forms.
Nice.
Same for crop insurance based on weather data. It also opens doors for new models like decentralized peer-to-peer insurance.
And voice, talk into your insurance. Yeah.
Voice and conversational AI are making it way more user-friendly. Voice-activated insurance through your smart speaker. Claims processed by talking to an AI, like Lemonade doing some in under 30 seconds. Game changer for ease of use.
Anything further out? Quantum computing.
Still early days, but quantum promises ultra-sophisticated risk modeling. Analyzing incredibly complex systems, optimizing portfolios in real time, a whole new level of precision down the road.
AR and VR, virtual reality insurance.
Yeah, creating immersive experiences, virtual property inspections for claims, VR safety training that actually reduces workplace accidents, interactive ways to understand complex policies, making it tangible.
Edge computing, what's that?
Basically, processing data right where it's generated, not sending it all to the cloud. For insurance, it means instant decisions everywhere, split-second coverage choices for self-driving cars, insurance that works even offline in remote places.
And entirely new risks are emerging, too.
Constantly. Synthetic biology, biotech leading to health insurance based on genetic risk, climate tech driving demand for climate adaptation insurance, renewable energy policies. The landscape keeps changing.
So for anyone in insurance listening, the message is clear. Keep learning.
Absolutely. Continuous learning, collaborating across the industry, keeping that innovation mindset. It's essential to not just survive, but really thrive in this future.
And this isn't just a U.S. thing, right? It's global. Sarah got calls from Europe.
Yeah, Euro Digital Partners called her. Massive growth overseas. European embedded insurance grew 340% last year. Asia Pacific even faster. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Why is Europe leading in some ways?
They have some advantages. Regulatory harmonization, like the IDD, helps cross-border business. GDPR provides a clear data privacy framework. Open banking initiatives make integrations easier. You see companies like Company Z operating across 32 countries there.
In Asia Pacific, what's unique there?
It's all about mobile first, driven by those super apps, Grab, Gojek, Alipay, serving billions of users. They integrate micro-insurance, real-time risk stuff, often right into mobile payments like WeChat Pay. Mobile is foundational there.
Latin America, different focus.
Yeah, fascinating market. Fintechs like Nubank in Brazil, Mercado Pago in Argentina are leading. Big focus on financial inclusion, embedding insurance with credit cards, loans, e-commerce for people who maybe didn't have access before.
And the Middle East and Africa, leapfrogging.
Exactly. Using embedded insurance to skip over traditional infrastructure, integrating with Islamic finance Takaful products, which are Sharia compliant.
Right, based on mutual assistance.
Exactly. And integrating with mobile money platforms like M-Pesa in Kenya, which is huge there. Really innovative approaches.
So expanding internationally requires more than just translating your website.
Oh, much more. Partnership first is usually key. You need deep tech localization languages, currencies, regulations, navigating compliance across multiple countries, and really understanding the local culture to make it resonate. No copy-pasting allowed.
And Sarah managed to build a global practice doing this.
She did, developed a network, consulted internationally, facilitated $45 million in global premium volume, active projects in 12 countries. She truly went global with it.
Okay, let's talk data. Because in this new world, data is everything, right? Sarah had a data awakening.
Yeah. With Dr. Priya Sharma from DataCore Analytics, they uncovered some amazing insights, like customers who simply view an insurance option within the first 3 minutes of buying something else, they are 340% more likely to actually buy the insurance.
340%. Just by seeing it early.
Incredible, right? That's the power of micro-moment analysis within customer journey analytics. Nailing the timing. They found the optimal intro point was 2.3 minutes. The average decision window, 47 seconds.
Wow.
Applying those timing insights alone boosted AutoMax's attach rate from 55% to 67%. Understanding behavior, who's an immediate decider, who researches, who's price sensitive, lets you tailor the message.
And predictive analytics takes it further, predicting the future.
Sort of. Predicting customer lifetime value, or CLV. Who's likely to renew? Who might buy another product? Mountain View Credit Union used this to increase average CLV by $2,340 per customer.
Okay.
It also enables dynamic risk assessment using behavior data. AutoMax saw 23% fewer claims from customers identified as low risk through analytics. That directly impacts the bottom line.
And marketing gets smarter too. A/B testing.
totally revolutionized knowing exactly which marketing efforts work. TechStart Lending improved efficiency 145%. Continuous A/B testing, tweaking headlines, offers, buttons yielded an average 23% conversion lift across Sarah's programs. Constant data-driven improvement.
Plus, keeping an eye on the competition.
Yep. Competitive intelligence, benchmarking performance, seeing who's leading, spotting new market opportunities. Data gives you that strategic view.
And it makes the operation itself run better.
Big time. Data analytics led to actual claims prevention. 18% fewer claims, 12% less severe when they did happen. And process automation drove 67% efficiency gains, saving Sarah's programs $234,000 annually. Smarter, leaner operations.
What's next in analytics? More AI.
Definitely. Machine learning for even deeper hyper-personalization. Natural language processing to understand customer feedback from text, like reviews or chat logs. Extracting insights from everywhere.
But with all this data, privacy has to be paramount.
Absolutely non-negotiable. It's a critical balance. You need robust data governance. Minimize the data you collect, anonymize where possible, get clear consent. Building trust is key. Privacy isn't a roadblock. It's the foundation for doing this responsibly and sustainably.
And the return on investment for all this data work is clear.
Oh, yeah, it's compelling. Like $1.2 million in benefits versus $234,000 invested annually. That's a 427% ROI. It's not just small gains. It's exponential value creation.
Okay, so innovation, tech, data. But things still go wrong sometimes. Crisis management. Sarah got that 3 a.m. call.
Yeah, the nightmare scenario. Automax's embedded platform crashed during a huge sales weekend. 30 customers affected, people panicking, high stakes.
What do you even do then?
That experience highlighted why crisis preparedness is so vital. Sarah developed a whole framework afterwards. Identify likely crises, tech failures, regulatory bombs, business disruptions. Then map out detailed response plans, immediate steps, short-term fixes, long-term recovery.
So how did they handle the Automax crash?
Immediate action. They issued temporary insurance certificates manually, processed applications offline for those affected, and crucially, communicated constantly and transparently with the customer.
And the result?
Amazing, really. Zero customer defections. Not one left. In fact, customer confidence went up because of how they handled it, and they didn't lose revenue despite the outage. Turned a potential disaster into proof of reliability.
And that expertise became valuable in itself. Sarah started consulting on crises.
She did. Became the go-to person. Helped an e-commerce platform recover 95% of revenue after a Black Friday crash. Guided a financial institution through a multi-state licensing mess with minimal penalties because they were proactive. Helped another program find new insurance capacity when their carrier pulled out. She built a reputation for handling the tough stuff.
So the lesson for businesses is prepare for the worst.
Pretty much. Implement early warning systems, tech monitoring, regulatory alerts. Diversify your risks. Don't rely on just one platform or one carrier or one region. And practice. Run crisis simulations. Train the team. Know who does what when things go sideways.
And being good at crisis management actually pays off financially.
Hugely. Quantifying the value of crises avoided or managed well versus the investment in preparedness. Sarah's number showed like $1.1 million in value versus $145K invested. That's nearly a 700% ROI. Plus, the reputation for reliability and the customer loyalty you build. Priceless. It's an investment in resilience.
Wow. Okay, we have covered a lot of ground here. We've journeyed through this whole world of embedded insurance. Mm-hmm. From the massive market opportunity, the tech making it happen, navigating the regulatory maze, using data like a superpower, and even managing crises. Mm-hmm. And all through the lens of Sarah Martinez, watching one agent embrace this change and become a leader.
And it was Sarah herself who painted that picture of the agent of 2030. In that keynote she gave, by then, she projected 35% of all insurance would be embedded. Two-thirds of consumers under 35 would just expect it.
Right.
And her key message was powerful. The embedded insurance revolution didn't replace insurance agents. It created opportunities for agents to become more valuable, more innovative, and more essential than ever before.
So as you're listening, thinking about how this might affect your next purchase or maybe your business or your career, consider that fundamental question Sarah posed.
Yeah.
Will you lead the transformation or will you let it pass you by?
Yeah.
We've armed you with the knowledge in this deep dive.
Yeah.
Now, the opportunity to shape that future, well, that's really yours.